You're listening to SBS News.
Just 15 years after sending an astronaut to space, China has become the first country to land on the far side of the moon. The China National Space Administration says the Chang'e 4 lunar probe made the soft landing on Thursday and transmitted the first ever close-range image of the far side of the moon. The moon rotates at the same rate as it orbits the Earth, so most of the far side, sometimes called the dark side, is never visible from Earth. While previous spacecraft have seen the far side, none has ever landed on it. The chief designer of the successful lunar probe, Sun Zhenzhou, says the Chinese team knew the plan would work.
The whole process was as expected. The result was pretty precise and the landing was very stable. The current landing location is our most ideal landing place. In other words, we are right on target.
The tasks of the Chang'e 4 include surveying the moon's terrain, landforms, and mineral makeup. The landing is the latest step for China in its race to catch up with Russia and the United States and become a major space power by 2030. Beijing plans to launch construction of its own manned space station next year. Chief designer of Chang'e 4, Wu Weren, says they believe further advancements are near.
If our moon exploration efforts are successful, and if we can accomplish more, our efforts will also be a greater contribution to humanity. It's also a great lift to our capabilities in space exploration. So I think our moon exploration endeavors will not stop. Instead, they'll continue with greater devotion and long-term plans, with more efforts.
Dr. Brad Tucker, an astrophysicist at the Australian National University, says landing on the moon's dark side is significant.
No one's ever landed on the far side of the moon. The only times are when people have gone around the far side of the moon on the Apollo missions, ultimately. And so there's been some experiments on the near side with the Apollo rocks, for instance, but we've really never explored the far side of the moon. And there's a lot of scientific reasons for exploring it because of the way we think the moon was formed and what the far side has. And really, ultimately, for future space and astronomy exploration. So technologically and scientifically, it's been a big achievement.
Until now, the United States is the only country to have landed humans on the moon. But both China and the former Soviet Union have been able to put people into space. With plans from the US space agency NASA to have people on Mars as soon as the mid-2030s, countries are looking towards the moon as a potential solar system pit stop. Dr. Tucker says the moon is full of resources like water, ice, and helium-3, which could assist in making Mars and even the moon itself more habitable for humans. He says China will seek to capitalize on their win.
It was showing both scientifically and technologically they're here as a power, and for looking afield for what will turn probably into an interesting, essentially space legal battle, and that is resources in space.
Dr. Tucker says that race has already started and will continue to heat up.
So currently is a treaty, the 1967 Outer Moon Treaty, which governs the resources and says that anything from the moon should be for all humankind. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen. And in fact, the U.S. in 2015 and Luxembourg in 2016 already passed laws that circumvent this treaty. So the when what we call it mining in space, resource utilization in space, albeit the moon, Mars, or asteroids, becomes more and more of a reality, what we'll see is a bigger and bigger issue.
Andy says Australia could have a role to play.
We need to move away from a treaty system and more into a self-regulatory system that not only represents countries, but private companies as well. And hopefully Australia, through past expertise in, you know, search and rescue even, and air traffic control, will play a role in this.
Tara Gazzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.